Mount Street Church celebrates 150 years, an anniversary party right around the corner. So let's say hello to you on behalf of Fountain Street Church, that vibrant church community challenging individuals to craft their own spiritual journeys, engage in creative and responsible action in the world. Virginia Ansem Gruber, good morning to you. Glad that you are here.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
You're quite welcome. Todd Johnson in the house. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, Shelley.
Judy Botts, hello to you.
Good morning to you, too.
All right. 150 years with some, you know, some life happening in between, right, Virginia?
Oh, we've had so much going on in the last 150 years, and just the building is a testament to it, and it's funny to see old pictures because we're the thing that is like the continuity in between all the old photos in downtown. You still see us standing all this time.
Great. And Virginia, formally introducing you, content and communications manager. Tell me your role with the church, Judy.
I have been a member there since 2005, and about a year and a half ago, 15 months ago, I accepted the challenge of co-chairing the 150th anniversary grand celebration for Fountain Street Church.
Okay. All right. Therein lies the responsibility, right, with you?
Yes, ma'am.
But you build a team, and that's obviously how that
works.
Todd Johnson, tell us about you.
Yeah, I'm the co-chair of the entire 150th celebration. So while Judy is in charge of the grand celebration this coming Sunday, mine is the whole year and sort of coordinating all the activities.
Great. All right. So again, marking our calendars, is Sunday the big, shall I say, kickoff, Judy?
It is a big kickoff for the remainder of 2019 and our 150th anniversary. So we have quite a big day planned. And we have a band that's playing. We're offering food to people. We have somebody painting faces. A tattoo artist, photographer will be there. So, yes, this is a kickoff.
Yes, and this, Virginia, is on the grounds of your Fountain Street Church?
It's actually going to be on Library Plaza, weather permitting, hoping it holds out and stays nice this week. But yeah, it'll be right in between us and the downtown library location. We've gotten permission from the city to kind of mark off the entire street for just all of our activities. We're also going to have former Mayor George Hartwell giving a keynote speech as well. So,
yeah, rightly so, as a reverend as well. Take us back. I don't know who would like to jump in, but take me back 150 years ago. How did this church get its start? I'll start with you because you look like you are ready to jump out the chute, Todd Johnson.
Sure. Really, it was a combination of two churches here in Grand Rapids, two Baptist churches. They were competitors at a time, and both of them had shrinking congregations. So they came together and they created one congregation. Neither of the existing ministers took that position, though. So they brought in a new minister. And that became the Fountain Street Church, and then later on it was located at the current building. Over the years, we've always been a liberal church in the Grand Rapids area, and so we've seen that progress. And probably the most important steps were what's called social gospel, and that is the social action in the community. And so Fountain Street Church is really well known for its social justice and social action movements.
Yes. Let's have you expand on that, Judy, as far as, I guess, what attracts you to Fountain Street Church?
Well, the aspects that Todd has spoken about, the rich community that's there, the diverse community, it just was a good fit. I started going there many years ago, and when I retired from teaching 15 years ago, I was able to give more time to Fountain Street Church, and I've said before, it's my second home.
Virginia, there have been some big challenges. Was there a fire?
There was. Yeah. In the early 1900s, we had a fire originally that took out half of the building, and then for, I want to say it was like 6 or 7 years, we met at a theater across town because we've always been a public meeting space. So we've always prided ourselves as being a pulpit that sort of was a bastion of free speech and promoted that. And so during that time, the scarcity for products with World War I was really what kind of kept us from being able to fully rebuild. But if you go into the sanctuary, which I know you've been there for the blog, you can see actually that it's all been, you know, rebuilt in a similar style, but then we kind of updated it to be a little bit more Romanesque on the inside. So it's got this very grand sort of opulence to it almost when you come in now. But yeah, we rebuilt and I feel like it's been stronger than ever.
It was the major meeting place for anyone in Grand Rapids. And that's why we have theater seats instead of the traditional pews that most churches have, because we were used as the largest gathering spot for people.
Right. Yes. And cutting chase to today, I mean, you are the scene for many high school graduations, college graduations, and partnering with the community.
Yeah, we're happy to be that partner. We do the diversity lecture series historically with the Grand Rapids Community Center, Community College, and we also have been partnering the last few years with Laugh Fest with for Gilda's Club, and so we've had major comedians come through. We still have major bands come through. U2 played there years ago when they were first starting out, and so we have a really rich history of just constantly trying to invite people that are going to engage, and like Todd said, be that central meeting space and just always kind of open our doors to as many people as we can.
Yes. And of course, continue dropping names if you would. You've had some major players at that pulpit.
Eleanor Roosevelt, Amelia Earhart. We had Jane Fonda just last year. Tiffany Haddish is one of my favorites because I love her comedy, and to get to hear her kind of go a little blue from the pulpit was fun for me. Just the juxtaposition. But yeah, we've had Winston Churchill spoke there. We've had really amazing people.
Todd, this is the kickoff of a celebration that will last how long? A whole year will you dedicate?
Yeah, really, it started in January of this year. So we've started and we've had activities during the first 9 months, and now we've got three more months of activities that are going on. So this is the major thing, which is our grand celebration, but then we'll continue to have other activities throughout the rest of the year.
All right. And Judy, again, this is such that Sunday is a big day. So, again, take me through, I trust there's a service that morning.
There is a service that morning, and George Hartwell will be speaking. And we have Rob Ryder contracted to come in, and he will be entertaining children so the parents don't have to be concerned if the service does run over a little bit. And then the doors will open, hopefully, to Library Plaza, and the fun begins with the B-side Growlers providing entertainment and food and all of the other things that I spoke about. A bounce house for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, again, until about in the afternoon?
This event goes from 12 to 4 p.m.
Great. Why, I mean, 150 years, certainly we might have to wait to 175 before we all gather again. Tell me more, Virginia, about the importance of the sustainability of Fountain Street Church and why you're such a big deal.
Well, I think as Todd pointed out, our legacy of social justice ministry is really important to us. And as a church that doesn't really try to tell people what to think or, you know, how to feel or what to believe. We welcome people of all faith backgrounds and practices. I think that common through line of social justice and wanting to make the world better is something that's really important, especially these days when it's so easy to just not care about things. I think it's really important to be able to have a place in a community where you can come and you can focus your energy on caring and supporting. And you know, we are continuously working with organizations like Planned Parenthood and Family Promise. We're actually, as part of our 150th, refurbishing two of their housing houses for their program that allows homeless families to rent to own, to be able to own their own homes at the end of the program.
Nice. This next question, think out of the box. Judy Botts, where's Fountain Street Church the next 150 years?
Oh, that's a good question.
We're all online in our jammies and never walking into another building, right?
Yeah, hopefully not. I am pretty excited about the programming that Virginia and Associate Minister Christopher Rowe have begun this fall. Fountain, isn't that what it's called?
Yes, I love that you remembered that.
I can't wait to see what happens. We have to pull people into the church as best we can, but keep in mind that there's other avenues to attract people. Things have changed, and so we have to move forward with that in mind.
What's your crystal ball, Todd Johnson, and final word?
Face-to-face contact with people. It's so easy to be social media expert and only use that avenue. And finally, you know, at church, at least you get to see people. You get to smile. You get to hold their hand. You get to be with them, raise your kids together, and bury people together. And that's important. I think we're trying to break down some of that isolationism that so many of us feel. And our church can do that.
The celebration is this Sunday, and again, good words from Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell. Looks like his speech is entitled "Why Grand Rapids Needs Fountain Street Church." So
yes. That
basically is the cut to the chase. Thank you very much for your leadership, Judy Botts and Todd Johnson. Have fun on this yet another celebration. Virginia Anzengruber, your thoughts for Fountain Street's future, please.
Oh, man, I have been here for about a year and a half, and I just am so proud of the organization and what it's accomplished. I think in the future, kind of like what Judy said, and to Todd's point, we're really about hoping to meet people where they're at, you know, and we want to help continue to develop responsible citizens and make sure that people are caring about something outside of themselves, you know, and if you are looking for a community, you can come and join us and do that there. You know, we have a 9:30 a.m. contemporary service. An 11 a.m. traditional service. So we kind of have something for everyone. And, you know, I think that that idea of always being welcome for connection is really important. And I hope that that just continues on through the rest of the 150, the next 150.
There we go. This Sunday is your party, 12 kickoff, certainly, as you mentioned, in that library park, the partners that believe in you. Thank you, Todd, Judy, and Virginia, for the conversation, and have fun.